confess.
Eyes cut by the bullets that killed him. From the great beyond, he will protect you. And the ones you love.
You want me to wear a mask?
The men you seek think you are dead, Kimosabe. Better to stay that way.
All right. But if we ride together, it's to bring these men to justice in a court of law. Is that understood?
Justice is what I seek, Kimosabe.
Hi and welcome. This is the Unnamed Movie Podcast. I'm Damien, and let us start reviewing this movie.
We're going to give you guys a treat, the first half an hour podcast. Yeah.
So we have 20 minutes to podcast, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and if I sound a little weird, it's because I'm currently sick.
Stop the dallying and the dillying, Andrew Robinson. Introduce yourselves.
So I'm Andrew. The other guy who hasn't said his name yet is Douglas.
Douglas,
yes,
what is his name?
It is Douglas.
Good. Douglas, what are we talking about?
We are talking about Hi-Ho Silver.
Okay.
We are talking about the Lone Ranger.
Okay. Whose bright idea was it to do this? Oh, it was my bright idea.
Andrew's bright idea.
No, actually, it was mine.
It was yours?
Right. We said,
so you were the asshole.
We said we had to review a movie that has been out this year that isn't To the Wonder. And at first, we were going to review something else. And then we decided, I think Andrew decided, that, all right, Lone Ranger is coming out for everyone. Let's go and watch that. And as it turns out, again, it looks like we're the only person to still have seen this movie because it made $0.
I actually just took a peek. It's at like $60 million after 2 weeks.
Yeah, after 2 weeks, which is real bad. Because that, I think the budget on that is like $230.
200 yes. and change, yeah.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
At least it's worldwide, though. That's just domestic. But yes, they definitely did not
do, much better
do
worldwide.
What they should have done.
Yeah. So Douglas, you picked this movie.
I did not pick this movie.
No, I mean for your fantasy.
In
yes,
your
I
fantasy
did.
League.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
So by that logic, you did pick this movie.
Listen, I did not pick this movie for quality. I picked it for quantity.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that did not pan out either.
You're getting neither.
So you're saying you got screwed on both fronts.
I got screwed on both fronts. Yeah. So. This, of course, it stars Armie Hammer,
mm-hmm.
who we know from such masterpieces such as The Social Network. And it stars Johnny Depp, which we know from Johnny Depp movies. So, this movie's got
Depp's
awful.
Wife.
Yeah.
And Alice.
Yep. Also Alice.
And William Fichtner. Let's not mention William Fichtner. He's like the best.
Okay, but what about... Actually, I thought you were going to mention Tom Wilkinson. I don't believe that you didn't mention him. For a long time, you were his biggest fan.
And I still am, but he's only in this for like 5 minutes as far as I'm concerned.
Oh,
William Fichtner is like the bigger bad guy here.
Okay, cool. So, yes, this movie is pretty horrible. We saw it in the theater on Wednesday, and after I threw up and Damien passed out, we woke up on the side of the road with, you know, no clothes and...
Just confused.
Yeah, just confused as to why did we actually go to this movie and Well, actually, really, just why were we on the road with no clothes? That was the main.
The only thing we had on was two tickets to the Lone Ranger, which is kind of just weird.
Yeah.
So you're saying the people who robbed you didn't want anyone to think they saw the Lone Ranger?
Exactly.
That's how bad this movie is. Yeah. And Armie Hammer did not help. He actually hurt this film. I don't know why Damien likes this man so much, but he's not a good actor. He's not. Johnny Depp can be, but was not a positive for this movie either.
Porcelain guns, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Johnny Depp, unfortunately, was somehow the lead role in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
As he tends to do in any movie,
despite the movie being called The Lone Ranger.
Exactly. This movie should be Tonto and the story that Tonto tells. But guess what, guys? We kind of knew what was going to happen. It happened exactly how we thought it was going to happen.
No, it was even worse than I expected.
Nobody should be blamed except ourselves. Actually, no. I'll correct that. Andrew should be blamed for this one. Because Andrew made us watch this. I'd like to take that blame
and I'd like to shift it across the internet to one Mr. Corey Tad, who was kind of going insane about this movie last week, which is why I shifted from going, I might watch that movie, I don't think I'm going to watch that movie, to, you know what, I'll give that one a try. Because at the end of the day, Gore Verbinski made Pirates of the Caribbean fun and he made Rango. He has to at least make a fun adventure movie out of this. Right?
He also made remember that he did those things, but he also made two very bad Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And
I like those movies. The fourth one is horrendous.
No, you don't.
Wait, I don't think Gore did Gore Verbinski.
No, he did.
I didn't think so. Yeah, that's why
I
said
the fourth one.
I mean two, but anyway. So Corey, this one goes out to you, guy. We hate you, and this is now a public, what's the word, threat? No, threat is not a word, not the right word. This is a challenge to come on this podcast and defend your views. Tell me why I'm supposed to believe that this movie was awesome. Seriously though, I'd like him to, so that I can give
we confronted the internet. When the person came on, all we did was berate them and tell them they were wrong for their
time. When was this?
All the time. All of the times. Alright. Douglas doesn't like this movie. At all. Not even a little bit.
We can talk if you want to talk about the technicals. I can say the acting was poor, except of course for. Acting was poor mainly from the two.
The acting. Alright.
No. You have the other people's. Fitchner was good. Right, Wilkinson was good. Alice was good.
The action set pieces.
Yeah, those were
pretty fun.
Those were okay.
The big problem with this movie is that the person that wrote it was clearly drunk at the time. Because it is tonally inconsistent. It goes from being really funny to really dark and sinister for no reason at all. And then back to, like, the main bad guy eats people's hearts.
But the thing about
what
it is,
God's
it doesn't
is
really
that...
go from being funny to being dark. What it is that what happened was that the writer, I think, gave a dark but bad movie at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then got it thrown back in his face and reminded that he's writing a Disney film
and
it needs
Depp
to have some jokes. So, you know, the tone would never really shift. There would just be a joke literally cut and pasted in a specific spot that would not make sense with its surroundings.
But
that's exactly what happened.
But all...
When I'm thinking about this movie, there are two things which I feel like if they got rid of, it might have made the movie slightly better. One being... Why bother having that narration, that Johnny Depp narration, right?
Yeah,
why do you have to have it Tonto telling the story just so you can cut back to him in the circus where you see him with the arrow and then it cuts to, oh, there's an arrow in the story we're talking about now? That's not really fun. And number two, I think it really hurt to have Gore Verbinski and that whole Pirates moniker in this movie, because I think there was even this moment in the finale, big sequence, the train race sequence, as far as I'm calling it, where, like, you see Johnny Depp pull down on this ladder, and that is, like, such a Captain Jack moment that it kind of hurts the experience, I feel. Like, it feels like you're comparing these franchises, or what Disney hoped would have been a franchise. I'm pretty sure this really won't be a franchise now. And I don't...
They're making another Tron movie, so maybe we'll get another one of these.
But yeah, I don't... These are just tiny things which I think really hurt it, because if it wasn't Gore Verbinski making this movie, it might have come out as a straight-up adventure movie, like a straight-up craziness. Like, imagine if they had gone the way that Marvel did with... the guy, why can't I remember his name right now, who did Captain America, where with the tone of Captain America...
Joe Wright. I think Joe Wright got the nostalgia.
No, it wasn't Joe Wright. It was the guy who did The Rocketeer. I can't remember his name right now. And what they did with that movie was they didn't just get the idea of Captain America, right? But they got this tone of nostalgia in it, such that you were willing to buy the silly shit that happened in there. And whenever I felt that nostalgia tone coming into this movie, it just felt like it was like you guys mentioned, like it was coming off of being too Pirates of the Caribbean-ish. That it just, I didn't want it. I didn't accept it at that point.
Exactly, and not to cut you, but I just want to say I got half right. It's not Joe Wright, it's Joe Johnston, and he's the one that directed The Wolfman, I think.
And we were all panicking like hell. Oh, this Captain America movie is going to be terrible.
And then...
it was okay.
It was a little better than okay, I'd say. Not great, but...
I actually like the Captain America movie, no. I remember I hated it when I first saw it, but, like, I've seen it since, and I really like
that movie. Oh, no, Captain America's okay. I don't know about really like, but it's okay.
It's okay.
It's fun.
There's, like, one of the final action scenes in the movie has them murdering, like, a million Indians, right? But that scene started out with this kind of light tone. It was just Johnny Depp walking from out the cave in this in Chinese clothing, which is, this movie is really racist. That is one thing about the movie. It's not even casual about it. It's just straight up.
I don't think I'd call this movie racist.
This movie is racist. And so he walks out, and then, you know, there is gunfire, and it doesn't hit Army Hammer because this train cart blocks the way. And then, like, a minute later, it's just the army with Gatling guns mowing down Indians. And then the movie just takes this dark tone again, like, what am I watching? And they're following a horse, and then the horse falls over, and then it's just, like, nothing about this movie felt... it felt like they just came up with things, and then they shot the scenes independent of each other, and they just went, all right, this is all the things we've done. Just find some way to put this together and call it Lone Ranger. The movie is... it's, like, I don't want... The thing that I don't want to say is that it is terrible. I don't know, like, my bar for this year for terrible movies, it's not that. At least at certain points, at least the action was entertaining in this to an extent, but then the rest of the movie is just like, none of this movie, even for action movie standards, this movie makes no sense. And
like, there was this weird part of me which, when it got to that final action sequence and it started up and you heard the full-blown Lone Ranger theme come on, like, even though I doubt any of us have actually even watched a television show of this.
Sadly, I've seen a lot of Lone Ranger.
I've seen Lone Ranger.
But we know that song the moment we hear it. The moment I heard that, I went, fuck this movie. I don't know what it was that happened to me. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, you guys think that after 2 hours of nonsense, you're going to con me into liking this movie? No. I did. My favorite part of the movie is the Hayao Silva away thing. It's my favorite bit.
And then Tonto goes, never do that again.
Don't do that again.
I like to think that that's the writer telling the filmmaker, telling this Disney, don't do this again. All right, guys? I know you thought this was a good idea. You threw all the money at it. You paid my bills this month. But don't do this again.
I'm trying to reconcile him. I'm after this movie, I'm like, all right, this movie is probably going to make back most of its money.
Yeah, man.
And I was
trying to figure out if Disney would be willing to make another.
No, I'm trying to figure out if this movie is worse than Tron, because I didn't hate Tron, and I don't think I hate this movie, but I accept that both movies are pretty bad. But I have an attachment to Tron because that soundtrack is remarkable. But there's nothing about this movie. Like, I like Alice.
Let me tell you something. Tron has a lot of things working for it. As you mentioned, the soundtrack is great.
It's terrific.
All right. Now, because Tron, and this is a bit unfair, but because Tron is set in an extraordinary world, you are able to see fancier lights.
Right.
You know, flashing lights abound. And so it has that going for it as well. Even though it's just a part of the story, and it's unfair to say, you know, the Lone Ranger didn't have flashing lights that flew.
But the action in this was pretty
good. No. They were pretty good, but there were a few and far... Well, I shouldn't say a few, but there were not as many as Tron because, you know, how many times can you have a train blow up? That's true. You can't. But in Tron... in Tron, you know, everything is neon. And so Tron has that.
Right.
Tron also has a man, depending on who you talk to. If you're talking to Andrew, his name is David Bowie.
Right.
If you're talking to somebody else, his name is whatever his real name is. For some reason, I can't remember for the moment.
Michael
Let's just
Sheen.
Call him Michael the Prime Sheen. Minister. Okay. Yes. All right. So Michael Sheen. And he was awesome. And I don't think you had a standout, awesome character like that in this movie.
Andrew
William Fichtner.
No, William Fichtner. William Fichtner was good because you like William Fichtner. I agree because I like him as well. But he was not good because he did something great in that movie.
There was a
Michael Sheen did something great in Tron.
Attached to Helena Bonham Carter.
Porcelain guns.
There was. There
Which
was.
Is pretty cool.
Okay, that was kind of cool.
And
but
I did
so
enjoy
stupid.
The horse.
It was so stupid, guys.
Yeah. So I enjoyed
dumb.
The horse. I thought they should have used the horse like they used it in Tangled, that cartoon movie. Just make the horse a character and make him funny and ignore all the dark brooding. Because the horse was, like when the horse was in the tree, even though you saw it in the trailer, like, alright, that's pretty funny. The horse is.
I was surprised that was so late in the movie, though.
Yeah. It's, but so much of this movie, like, I try to like Johnny Depp, I try, but most of what I've seen him in, I really don't like.
Johnny Depp is...
I didn't like him in Alice in Wonderland.
Well, because that was a bad
sure
movie.
Sure as shit don't like him in this.
But Damien,
I enjoyed one Pirates movie.
Here's the thing, exactly. You have
one.
But listen, what you're doing is you're looking at all. Looking at all the bad ones, the latest ones. Look a little bit further back. You find movies like Fear and Loathing, which is
all right.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. You find movies like Andrew,
you've seen
you're
Fear and
something?
Loathing, haven't you, Damien?
Yes, I have.
No love
I'm not
for that.
No,
I'm
that's
not
what he yeah, just said that it was good.
Oh, okay. You just sounded like you're like, oh, I'll let you list off some bullshit right now.
I love Rango. And I was hoping that Gore Verbinski was just going to make a live action.
Say, so yes, Damien, what were you saying?
I don't even remember. What was I saying?
I think in essence, let me just sum up what Damien is saying. Fuck this movie.
No. No, that's not what I'm saying. I don't like it. I know I don't like it. Would I watch it again? Sadly, yes. I'd probably...
Hold on. No, this is good for me. That means you're giving this a 2.
It's because of Alice.
And I'll give this a 2 as well. So,
but I don't think it's a two.
We're averaging at a two, guys.
That's game in the system right there.
Like I said it to Douglas, I should give this movie the Alice bump. But she didn't really do anything in the movie. She was just there. And the movie is real dumb. And the more I think about it, the less I think I'll watch this movie. I don't think so. I don't know.
Alice is in this.
Yeah.
So is William Fichtner. And Tom Wilkinson.
But I wanted Rango. I wanted live action Rango. And Gore Verbinski failed me. Hard. There's a part with scorpions for no reason. And the horse licked the scorpions. And at that point I was like, why am I watching this again? Why am I in the theater watching this? And then I looked at Douglas and I went, oh yeah, this is Douglas' fault. Guys, don't watch this movie. I mean, no one has. But don't watch this movie.
If you're listening to this like 4 months in the future when the DVD has come out and you're thinking to yourself, I like Johnny Depp, I should watch this. Don't.
I like Armie Hammer. He was good in Mirror Mirror. For the one other person that will say that in the world.
No Armie Hammer's mother. Damon.
Yeah,
no one says that.
Me and Armie Hammer's mother has said these things.
Well, she probably loves Jedgar too.
No one loves that. No one loves it. This movie isn't good, guys. It is really not good. Andrew is giving this a 1. Douglas is also giving this a 1.
Douglas is giving this a 2.
And I will also give this movie
Damn
a
it,
1.
Damn it, I'm giving it a 1.
See, there, I was the, hoping that's that Damon would give right it a there. 2.
Douglas, I can't bring myself to
Damon,
to watch
it up
this.
To the 2. Come on.
I can't live with myself to tell people to go watch this movie. It was bad. There's things I want to like. Like, if someone does a super cut of all the action scenes, I'll probably watch that. But this movie, with the exception of that scene where they're shooting the Indians, because holy shit, why is that scene there?
And yeah, Barry Pepper just appearing as the cavalry dude.
Yeah.
Cavalry.
Yeah, I'm like, why is he there?
He's General Custer, man. Come on. Or Colonel Custer, rather.
Why is it in all of these kinds of movies where they have that guy come in, the General Custer guy, he has that big yellow mustache beard thing going?
Because that's what Colonel Custer looked like.
In the day. Yeah. You weren't a real man unless you had a sweet beard.
So, I know this isn't usually what we do on the show, but this is all we're going to be doing for today.
Yeah.
This
is my fault, guys. I'm sorry.
The question is going to be pushed to next week, and I have a lot of good responses for that, so that'll come up next week. I might just keep pushing that out and see if I can get some more responses, because I think more people got the question than previous ones, where sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm asking it wrong, because I know how I want to ask it, but maybe I'm just asking it wrong. But regardless, thanks for listening. You can hear the podcast as always through Gman Reviews, through iTunes, through Stitcher, and you can leave us a rating or review. You can tell us what you think of the show or how you think that we should jump off a cliff somewhere, just like how we tell all of these movies, including The Lone Ranger, to do. And as usual, thanks for listening and goodbye. We'll be right back.